Hello and welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in organic chemistry, alkanes. This is topic 3.3.2, and it covers fractional distillation, cracking, combustion, and free radical substitution. Whether your exam is tomorrow or next month, by the end of this episode, you'll have everything you need to nail those marks. Let's get started. So, what exactly are alkanes? Alkanes are saturated hydrocarbons. Let's break that down. A hydrocarbon contains only carbon and hydrogen atoms. Saturated means that all the carbon-carbon bonds are single bonds. There are no double bonds. This is really important for the exam. If a question asks you to define an alkane, you need those two words, saturated and hydrocarbon. The general formula for alkanes is CnH+2. So for methane, which has one carbon, you get CH4. Ethane has two carbons, C2H6, propane has three, C3H8, butane, C4H10. You'll notice the pattern. Each time you add a carbon, you add two hydrogens. These form what we call a homologous series, a family of compounds with the same general formula, the same functional group, and similar chemical properties. Now, where do alkanes come from? The main source is crude oil, which is a mixture of hydrocarbons formed over millions of years from the remains of ancient marine organisms. Crude oil is not very useful in its raw form. We need to separate it into useful fractions. That's where fractional distillation comes in. Fractional distillation is the process used to separate crude oil into its component fractions based on differences in boiling point. Here's how it works. Crude oil is heated in a furnace until it vaporizes. The vapor is then fed into a tall fractionating column, which is hot at the bottom and cooler at the top. As the vapor rises up the column, it cools down. Different fractions condense, turn back into liquid, at different heights depending on their boiling points. The key principle here is the longer the carbon chain, the higher the boiling point, and the lower down the column, the fraction condenses. This is because longer chains have stronger intermolecular forces, specifically London dispersion forces, which require more energy to overcome. Let me run through the main fractions from bottom to top. At the very bottom, you have bitumen, used for road surfacing, then fuel oil, used in ships and power stations, then diesel, used in lorries and some cars, then kerosene, used as jet fuel, then petrol, used in cars, and right at the top, you have refinery gases, things like methane, ethane, propane, and butane, used for heating and cooking. For the exam, remember, fractions at the top of the column have shorter chains, lower boiling points, are more flammable, and flow more easily. They have lower viscosity. Fractions at the bottom have longer chains, higher boiling points, are less flammable, and are more viscous. Now here's the economic problem. The demand for petrol and other short chain fractions is much higher than the demand for long chain fractions like bitumen and fuel oil. So the oil industry needs a way to convert those less useful long chain alkanes into more useful shorter ones. That process is called cracking. Cracking is the thermal decomposition of long chain alkanes into shorter, more useful molecules. There are two types, thermal cracking and catalytic cracking. Thermal cracking uses very high temperatures, between 700 and 1,200 degrees Celsius, and high pressures of around 70 atmospheres. It produces a mixture of shorter alkanes and alkenes. Alkanes are useful because they are reactive. They can be used to make polymers like polyethylene. Catalytic cracking uses a lower temperature of around 450 degrees Celsius and atmospheric pressure with a zeolite catalyst. It produces more branched alkanes and aromatic compounds, which are particularly useful as motor fuels because they burn more efficiently in engines. The key difference to remember for the exam: thermal cracking, high temperature, high pressure, no catalyst, produces alkenes. Catalytic cracking, lower temperature, atmospheric pressure, zeolite catalyst, produces branched alkanes. A common exam question asks you to explain the economic reasons for cracking. Your answer should include: the demand for short chain fractions like petrol is greater than the supply from distillation alone. Cracking converts less useful long chain fractions into more valuable shorter ones. And cracking produces alkenes, which are needed for making plastics. Alkanes are excellent fuels because they release a lot of energy when they burn. There are two types of combustion: complete, and incomplete. Complete combustion occurs when there is an excess of oxygen. The products are always carbon dioxide and water. For methane, CH4 plus 2O2 gives CO2 plus 2H2O. The flame is blue and clean. This is what you want in a gas cooker or Bunsen burner. Incomplete combustion occurs when there is a limited supply of oxygen. The products can be carbon monoxide, carbon, which we see as soot, and water. The flame is yellow and smoky. Carbon monoxide is particularly dangerous because it is a colorless, odorless, toxic gas. It binds to hemoglobin in red blood cells with a much higher affinity than oxygen, preventing oxygen from being transported around the body. This can be fatal. Now, crude oil fractions also contain sulfur impurities. When these burn, they produce sulfur dioxide, which is an acidic gas that causes acid rain. To remove sulfur dioxide from power station emissions, we use flue gas desulfurization. Calcium oxide or calcium carbonate is reacted with the sulfur dioxide. The equation with calcium oxide is AO plus SO2 gives CaSO3. With calcium carbonate, CaCO3 plus SO2 gives CaSO3 plus CO2. This is the most mechanistic part of the topic, and it's where many candidates lose marks. Free radical substitution is the reaction between an alkane and a halogen, usually chlorine, in the presence of ultraviolet light. The overall equation for methane and chlorine is CH4 plus Cl2 with UV light gives CH3Cl plus HCl. The product CH3Cl is chloromethane. The mechanism has three stages: initiation, propagation, and termination. Initiation, UV light provides the energy to break the Kilkley bond homolytically. This means each chlorine atom gets one electron from the shared pair. This produces two chlorine-free radicals. A free radical is a species with an unpaired electron, shown by a dot. So, Cl2 gives 2Cl dot propagation. This is where the chain reaction occurs. There are two steps that repeat over and over. Step 1, a chlorine radical collides with a methane molecule. It takes a hydrogen atom, forming HCl, and a methyl radical. CH4 plus Cl dot gives CH3 dot plus HCl. Step 2, the methyl radical reacts with a chlorine molecule. It takes a chlorine atom, forming chloromethane, and regenerating a chlorine radical. CFR plus Cl2 plus Cl2 gives CH3 Cl plus Cl2 plus Cl2. Notice that the chlorine radical is regenerated. This is what makes it a chain reaction. Termination. The chain reaction ends when two radicals collide and combine. There are three possible termination steps. Cl2 plus Cl2 gives Cl2. CH3 plus Cl2 gives CH3. Cl-CH3 bond plus Cl2 gives C2H6. Etain. Critical exam point, you do not use curly arrows in free radical mechanisms. Curly arrows are for ionic mechanisms. In free radical mechanisms, you just show the species with dot notation for the unpaired electron. Now let me give you the most important exam tips for this topic. Tip 1, always use the dot notation for radicals. If you write Cl instead of Cl dot in a mechanism question, you will lose marks. The dot represents the unpaired electron and is essential. Tip 2, know your cracking conditions. Thermal, high temp 700 to 1200 degrees, high pressure 70 atmospheres, no catalyst, produces alkenes. Catalytic, lower temp 450 degrees, atmospheric pressure, zeolite catalyst, produces branched alkanes. Examiners frequently ask you to compare these. Tip 3, for combustion equations, always check your balancing. A common error is to balance the hydrogen correctly, but forget to adjust the oxygen. Tip 4, when asked to explain the economic reasons for cracking, use the word demand. Say, the demand for short chain fractions exceeds the supply from fractional distillation alone. Tip 5, for the definition of a saturated hydrocarbon, you need both words. Hydrocarbon alone is not enough. You must say it contains only single carbon-carbon bonds, right? Let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause, then give you the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1, what is the general formula for alkanes? The answer is CnH2n plus 2. Question 2, what are the two conditions for thermal cracking? High temperature, 700 to 1200 degrees Celsius, and high pressure, 70 atmospheres. Question 3, name the three stages of free radical substitution. initiation, propagation, and termination. Question 4. What is produced in the initiation step of the chlorination of methane? 2 chlorine-free radicals. Question 5. What reagent is used in flue gas desulfurization to remove sulfur dioxide? Calcium oxide or calcium carbonate? Question 6. Why is carbon monoxide dangerous? It binds to hemoglobin, preventing oxygen transport, which can be fatal. Let's wrap up. Alkanes are saturated hydrocarbons with the general formula CnH2n+2. They are the main components of crude oil, which is separated by fractional distillation based on boiling point differences. Cracking converts long-chain alkanes into shorter, more useful molecules. Thermal cracking uses high temperature and pressure. Catalytic cracking uses a zeolite catalyst at lower temperature. Combustion of alkanes produces carbon dioxide and water when complete, but carbon monoxide and soot when incomplete. Sulfur dioxide from burning fuels is removed by flue gas desulfurization using calcium oxide or calcium carbonate, and free radical substitution with halogens proceeds through initiation, propagation, and termination. Always use dot notation for radicals, and never use curly arrows. You've got this. Go back over any section that felt tricky, make sure you can write out the mechanism from memory, and practice balancing those combustion equations. Good luck in your exam, you're going to do brilliantly.